A teen faces manslaughter charges in Independence County. 18-year-old Gage Allen Daniel was arrested Wednesday in connection with the shooting death of a juvenile on February the 12th. Daniel was allegedly horseplaying with a juvenile and pointed a shotgun at him. When he was told the gun was loaded, he tried to move it away and it discharged. Daniel's being held on $50,000 bond. A man from Henderson, Arkansas has been arrested on rape charges. 55-year-old Matthew Ballston was arrested Tuesday morning in Baxter County on charges of rape, intercourse, under 14 years old and unable to consent, resisting arrest, and probation violation. He's being held in Baxter County Detention Center, bond set at $100,000. A woman from Lawrence County has been arrested for sexual contact with an inmate. Sarah Ida Beth Looney of Alicia was arrested after an interview was conducted by authorities about drugs at the Grimes unit in Newport took an unexpected turn. During the interview, Looney allegedly admitted to consensual sexual intercourse with an incarcerated inmate identified as Adrian Alexander. Looney was charged in Jackson County with four counts of sexual assault, fourth degree. A man was arrested in Marion County for allegedly shooting at a woman. 45-year-old Richard Aaron Gilbert of Flippin allegedly got into an argument with a woman as she was getting her belongings from a house. She said she was about 50 feet away from the house when Gilbert came out on the porch and fired a rifle at her head, narrowly missing. Gilbert is free on $25,000 bond. A man from Licking has been arrested after allegedly assaulting a child. Travin Pendergraf allegedly grabbed and choked a 5-year-old girl during a domestic incident Saturday afternoon. Pendergraf allegedly admitted to authorities that he grabbed the child's face because she would not look at him while speaking and acknowledged that he was upset. He denied intentionally choking her. Pendergraf has been charged with second-degree assault and abuse or neglect of a child. A woman from Hoxie has been arrested for stealing. 38-year-old Mary Ruth Tidwell was hired to clean and care for an elderly woman, but allegedly cleaned out the purse belonging to her client's daughter. Tidwell is charged with suspicion of theft of property, less than $5,000 but greater than $1,000. After being read her Miranda rights, Tidwell denied knowing that $2,000 had been taken from the purse. She's scheduled to be in court on March the 30th. The Highway Patrol reports the arrest of two Poplar Bluff residents in Howe County yesterday. 39-year-old Ashley Henry Thomas and 28-year-old Dante Mendoza are both charged with felony possession of a controlled substance, meth. Thomas is also charged with unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, failure to drive on the right half of the roadway, no seatbelt, no license plate, and a warrant out of Willow Springs for speeding. Mendoza faces charges of unlawful use of drug paraphernalia and a warrant from Scott County for no valid driver's license. Both were taken to Howe County Jail and placed on a 24-hour hold. A man from Seymour was injured in an accident in Douglas County Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports the 27-year-old man suffered minor injuries when another vehicle hit the rear of the vehicle he was in. The accident happened on Missouri 14, a half mile west of Ava. The Missouri Secretary of State could have more control over the language voters see on their November ballots. Alex Gibb reports the proposed bill is another attempt at a law ruled unconstitutional in late January.
If a ballot question is proposed for November election, the language voters see is written by legislators. Missourians can sue to have the language changed if they think it is unfair. Right now, if a judge rules in their favor, the summary is rewritten by that judge. Washington Republican Representative John Simmons's bill would change that, forcing the judge to send the summary back to the Secretary of State, who get up to three chances to write language that passes muster before the judge does any rewriting. Kansas City Democratic Representative Eric Woods, who voted no on the bill, says the legislation is another Republican attempt to restrict ballot initiatives.
The majority opposed Amendment 3, the Republicans did, but the people of Missouri disagreed with them. They view it as a challenge to their power and control, and so they're trying to roll it back.
Simmons argues changing the current system would stop courts from overstepping the legislative process. I'm Alex Gribb, Missouri News Network.
After 35 years, Charles and Pam Drago, owners of Robertson Drago Funeral Home, announced this week the transition of the funeral home to new owners, Jason and Jessica Kirby of Mountain Home. The Dragos are only the second generation of their family to own the funeral home since 1934. Charles began his funeral career working for his parents, Bob and Vivian Drago, in 1980. when purchasing the business in 1991 from Vivian. Pam joined the company. After nearly 50 years in the business, Charles and Pam are looking forward to retirement. With confidence, their family's legacy is in good hands. Kirby and Family Funeral and Cremation Services is family-owned and operated, established in 1976 in Mountain Home, Arkansas, followed by a second location in Bull Shoals in 1979. The Kirby family also owns a cemetery. The Kirby family also owns a cemetery and mausoleum complex, Kirby's Tucker Memorial Cemetery in Gasville, Arkansas.